second. Okay, so we're coming off of Pesach, we're Yimei HaSfira, and we're working our way up to Kabbalah Sotera. And I want to go back to a certain section in the Haggadah, in the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which I think can help us during these times, the current climate of the world. It says in Perek Beis and Shmos, in Pasach Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Vayihi bayamim harabim ahem. As the days went on in Mitzrayim, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt died, Vayanuchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avayda, and the Yidden that they sighed from the work, they krechtzed. Vayizaku, and they cried out, Vatal shavasa melech elekim min ha'avayda. And these cries came up to Hashem from their avayda. And this is really the turning point. That finally there was a crack in the heavens and the tefillos were able to go up and to ascend before Hashem's throne. And the Rebbe of Tzvi Hirsch, he quotes a part which he heard. So I'm not sure if this is the Tzvi Hirsch from Eminav or if it's Rabbi Nachum Mendel from Eminav. But he's quoting the Rebbe of Shmelka from Nikolsburg, whose Yartzeit was yesterday in Beis Iyar. He questions, as do other tzaddikim, the lashon of the pasuk. It says, "Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avuda," that they had sighed from the work. "Vayizaku v'tal v'shava asam el ha'elekim min ha'avuda," from the work. Why does the pasuk repeat itself twice? That there were sighs from the work, there were cries that went up from the work. So he explains a beautiful yesod in Avodas Hashem, which is very relevant to us today. Although it was true that they were broken and very tired from the difficult labor, in kolzeh lo hayat tsairan u'machayv gadol kol kach kmo hatsar shehayah lehem mima shelohunach lehem erev avayker la'arech siach u'tzvila l'nayir alila. The greatest tsar and pain which they had was the lack of time, morning and evening, to be able to daven like a mensch to the master of the world, which they had received the Kabbalah from their forefathers. And this was more painful, more difficult than all of the work that they had to endure out in the fields. And he goes on to explain the pasuk this way. That they cried out from the backbreaking work. Vayizaku, and they cried out, they shried. Vatavol shavosam el ha'elekim min havayda. Which tefillos actually were able to penetrate and come before the master of the world? Shavosam el ha'elekim. Their cries which pertain to their avodas Hashem. Those cries el ha'elekim min havayda, that the affliction which they had, that they couldn't daven, that they couldn't learn, that they were completely consumed in a life of labor. This is what they cried out about. When we take a look at the Haggadah is a sipur of Klal Yisrael's leaving of Mitzrayim, becoming free. And one of the things which we say in the Haggadah is, Mitchila Ovdi Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. In the beginning, our forefathers, they worshipped Avodah Zarah. V'achshav, but now, Kervanu Hamakom L'Avodasa, that Hashem has brought us close to His service. Because the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is twofold, Tzadikim can tell us. The physical Shibut, the physical enslavement, and the spiritual one. And on Pesach, when we speak about Zman Chayriseinu, to be free, it doesn't mean free to be able to go where we want to do, to go and do what we want to do. It means spiritually be free to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one of the things that we reflect upon on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the beginning, we weren't only Avdei Paroi. We were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that's part of the Shibud. The Achsha, but now, but today, but tonight, Chayrus, Kervanu Hamakom Lavodasa, Hashem brought us close to His service. Chazal tell us that every time Moshe Rabbeinu needed to daven to Hashem Yisbarach, he needed to leave Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was not a place of tefillah. The Mitzrayim was a place that there was no tefillah allowed. Tefillahs did not ascend in Mitzrayim. And Klai Yisrael felt that as part of the Shibud. That there was a ban on tefillah. That there was no time to daven, there was no time to learn Torah. There was no time to engage in dibuk chaverim, and to speak in Yom Yerushalayim, or to laugh together, to mechazak each other. This was part of the Shibud, and says the Rebbe Reb Shmelka, this was the greatest difficulty that the Yidden endured in Mitzrayim. The Zayar Kodesh tells us in Tikkunim that when Yom HaKippurim comes, and Bnei Yisrael are being osik in Torah and Tshuva and Tefillah the whole day, Hashem Yisbarach says that if you're crying out to me only because you want Parnasa, because you want things to be good physically, you should have nice homes, be able to go out for dinners, nice dinners, and to have fine clothes to wear. Hashem says, what I hear in my ears is, have, have, give me, give me. Give, give. Or we're compared to dogs, who when they bark, they say, give, give. The Ikra Tfilas that go up on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that Zman of Din, are the Tfilas which are Nogeya to our spiritual life. Tshuva Tfila Utsidaka Ma'avirin Nizra Hagzera. Not just when we commit ourselves to those things, but when we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's not that we need good things in the world, physical pleasures to enjoy ourselves, but it gives us Yishuv Hadas, that we should be able to serve you better. And this was a very big machlokes amongst the tzaddikim of old, of earlier generation. What is better for Klal Yisrael? That they should be poor, as the Gemara says, that there's nothing better for the Jewish people than to suffer from poverty, because then our hearts are broken and we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our sages were very concerned about what the Torah says, Vayishman Yisrael Vayivat, that Bnei Yisrael, that we should indulge ourselves in the physical world and to rebel against Hashem from the pleasures and the luxuries that He gives us. But many tzaddikim felt, no, on the contrary, that we should daven that they should have wealth so that they could serve Hashem with Yishuv Hadas. But the Ikar Tfilas, which ascend to Shamayim, is these tfilas which focus on Avodas Hashem, and the reason is obvious. Because even the Goyim want good things from Hashem Yisbarach. So when we ask Hashem that He should take care of our parnasa, He should take care of our children, the very similar tefillahs are coming up to Hashem from other nations as well. And this is akin to what Chazal said that when Bnei Yisrael came to the Yamsuf and they cried out to Hashem. So the Malachim said, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah v'Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What's the difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim? They both worship Avodah Zarah. And really, Avodah Zarah doesn't have to mean idol worship. Avodah Zarah means an avoda which is foreign to us. Something which is not so Yiddish. It's not entirely Yiddish a thing for a Jew to just to be misfollowed for a good Gashmias life. When a Jew davens like that, that's Avodah Zarah. Quote unquote. Chazal have a term for that called Avodah Zarah B'Tahara, according to the Svarim. A pure Avodah Zarah. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So really, what's the difference? What's the clincher for us? Which tefillahs were able to go up in Mitzrayim? Which tefillahs did Hashem hear? Shavasam Elaikim in Havayda. The only ones who were davening, were shrine to Hashem Yisrael and Mitzrayim to be able to serve Him better was the Yidden, not the Mitzrayim. This is what's mavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. Tefillahs like this. And that's why Havdallah on Motzei Shabbos and At Tachonu L'Adam Das, that Hashem, You give Das to all mankind. But why Dafka in Havdallah? Havdallah in Chayin Hadas, the Gemara has a whole discussion about this. Choinim Hadas, Hashem gives Das not just to the Jewish people, but every single person, human being, has Das from Hashem. But if you take a look at the Nusach which we say in Havdalah, V'atachan Antanu, L'mada Tayasecha, that you distinguish us, you separate us from the nations of the world, that you give us a Das in Taira, to be Mavdil ben Kodesh Lachal, U'medubakim B'yirasecha, to cling to your Yerushalayim. Such a Havdalah, such a Tfilah itself is Ma'avdu Ben Yisrael Amin. And by beginning the Shemona Esrei with such a Tfilah, it allows the entire Tfilah to go up to Shemayim. We start the Tfilah right away with such a proclamation. That it should open up the gates of Tfilah for the whole week, because who's going to daven to you like this? Is there a nation in the world other than Klai Yisrael that it hurts us more when we can't serve you than it hurts us if we don't have food on the table? That we're lacking the Yishuv Adas if we can't eat well enough to have the strength to be able to daven properly and to learn properly and to have the strength to do chesed and to take care of our families because it's a mitzvah too. There's a maisa with the Rebbe Reb Henoch from Alexander that he told over that there was a poor Jew who was once very busy on an Erev Shabbos tending to his business, and he came very late on a Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. He rushed into the shul, and when he came in, he saw that they were in the middle of the Chadaydi. And he had missed the first part of the Leil Shabbos davening. And when he came in, he let out a deep sigh, and he said, "Ah!" And the Rebbe from Alexander said, "This is not Beryl who is making such a sigh. A sigh like that comes from the Nekuda Pnimi of a Jew." As it says in the Pasuk, which we quoted before, Vayi'anchu b'nei Yisrael min havoda. That the tefillah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard was Vayi'anchu b'nei Yisrael min havoda. That he heard a Yiddish cry. Because the whole world is crying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but there's something called the Yiddish cry, which Hashem has ears for. And when the Jew came to the shul on Friday night, and he didn't say to himself, "Ah, it's been such a hard week, and I didn't make so much money. Today was rough, how many customers did I have?" But he came to shul, and when he saw that he missed the first part of davening, and he was up to the chadaydi, he said, "Ah!" That Yiddish cry, he said, penetrated the heavens. And it takes times like this, where people are out of work, and are struggling, and it can be rough in the home, and outside the home, and with the children, and there's lots of things to strive to the Ribbono Shel Olam about. But we have to know how to prioritize our tefillos and our cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It should hurt us very much that the Batei Midrashim are closed and we can't go learn in a yeshiva or in a Beis Medrash, which is the Makom Tefila, Makom Taira, to go to a shul and to daven b'tzibur and to say a Heishmei Rabbah and to give a Kedusha to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to sing a L'chadoidi on a Friday night. Or to be able to go around and do chesed, or to get together and to speak, you know what I mean, Yerushalayim, or to have a tish, or to sing together. Whatever it is, the whole Tzuras HaChaim of a Jew, which gives Hashem nachas, that everything is on pause right now. There's a spiritual shibud and there's a physical shibud. And we have to know that the physical shibud and the suffering is hurting our spiritual avodah. And when we sigh to the Ribbono Shel Olam from that place, Vayu'anuchu b'nei Yisrael min havodah, it's a Yiddish cry. And Hashem says, this is what differentiates, what separates between Yisrael and the Amim. These are the tefillahs which I listen to. These are the tefillahs which go up. And they're able to break that kitchrig of halalu over the Avodah Zarah, of halalu over the Avodah Zarah. Atal shavasam el ha'elekim in ha'avayda. Shavasam el ha'elekim. That we're crying out to Hashem because we miss serving Him the way He wants to. And we need to hope that this whole episode in history is a refresher button that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pressing on the screen, that when it refreshes itself, so it's not that we're going to come back to old Batei Midrashim, we're going to come back to old shuls, then we're going to come in, it's going to be new, we're going to come in, it's going to feel fresh, it's going to be different, it's going to be an aliyah, that the fact that they went to a bittul, into a place of ayin, of nothingness, they're going to come back and they're going to be new, they're going to be fresh, the tefillahs are going to be fresh, the learning is going to be fresh. And when we commit ourselves now to making things new, making things new fresh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ah, a Yiddish tefillah, a Yiddish cry, a Yiddish tshuva. I can't wait to see this tefillah. I can't wait to see the new Torah which is going to be learned." out with the old and in with the new. Not a new way, but a new way of doing it. With more hislavus, with more ava, with more yira, with more tshuva, with more achdus, with more ava schina. When we commit ourselves to these things and we shri to Hashem, it doesn't even have to be a loud cry from our mouths, but we feel that way. It's a Yiddish of feeling. So in the same way that this was the turning point in the Golas Mitzrayim, it should be the turning point for us. We should be zechet to a tshuva shleima, and all the tefillahs to be oila niskal b'beras, and to see the end of this tzara, and the end of all tzara, see so on to the whole world, and shetcheftet kenu, v'meir v'meir v'meir.